From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome everyone to our program. We're glad to have you join with us once again. We have listeners from all over the province. Your letters and your telephone calls indicate that clearly to us. We're going to have the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet sing for us in just a moment or two, just after we read from a new section of the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 9, and we're going to read from the verse 38. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We have the final extract from the testimony of Phil Owen, one of our ministers in North America, from New York State. We have been playing extracts from his testimony in our evening programs, and we come to the last extract tonight. The full testimony on tape is available to anyone who contacts us. Next month, I think I'll feature a tape of a sermon preached in our church just last weekend by the Reverend John Greer of Ballymena Free Presbyterian Church. The subject was The Raising of the Widow of Nain's Son. It's a powerful message, both for Christian and for those who are not converted. I hope that you will send for that tape also. We'll begin playing extracts from that sermon in September. But let's have our Bible reading now, and then we'll have that hymn from the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet. We're reading from Mark, the chapter 9, some verses beginning at verse 38. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Amen. And God will bless the reading from his precious word. The old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet will sing for us, O love that will not let me go.
Yeah.
Let us open our Bibles now at Mark chapter 9, and we'll take up our study from the verse 38. The conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples continues. Here we have the Apostle John. He was the youngest of the apostles. He was hardly more than a teenager at this stage. And here he is speaking to the Lord. And he says, and I'm sure he said this wishing to commend himself and his actions to the Saviour, but he got something of a surprise by the Saviour's response. He said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Let us take note of the spirit of intolerance which so easily arises amongst Christians, but which must be resisted and conquered. You see, God's work is often carried on by those who may not actually keep company with us. That's something perhaps we don't easily recognize. But here we have an instance of it. We don't know who this individual was. We don't know his name or from where he came that John rebuked. But it is clear that the Saviour did not share John's attitude toward him. You see, John was showing that very familiar attitude. We can all trace elements of it in our hearts. We tend to think that unless a man is with us, shares our denominational name, actually keeps company with us, approves of our doctrines, then he can't possibly be doing God's work. He must be resisted. He must be rebuked. He must be stopped. Dear Christian listener, that is not the case. None of us have a monopoly of God. If we allow this attitude, as is here manifested in John, to develop, we will find ourselves actually hindering God's work. For John opposed a man who was doing the work of God. The Lord Jesus doesn't countenance such intolerance. Forbid him not, he says. And we must not oppose those who perhaps do not stroke all our T's nor dot all our I's. I'm a Calvinist. I have always held to the views that are termed Calvinist. I disagree with the doctrines of Arminianism. I disagree with them strongly. But you know one thing I have learned, that if God could bless and work through the likes of John Wesley, who was a strong and ardent Arminian, and at the same time God could work through and mightily bless George Whitefield, who was a great Calvinistic evangelist, then I must learn to see men with whom I disagree on doctrinal issues in the same light as God looked upon John Wesley and George Whitefield. If God got along, as it were, with those two men, then surely it's possible for me to have fellowship with someone with whom I may have strong differences. Paul the Apostle gives us surely an example of how this may be done, how we can, as it were, submerge our personal preferences and personal considerations before and beneath the interests of the gospel. Paul wrote to the Philippians a letter, and he did so from jail, and he tells of how the work of God, as a result of his imprisonment, has been advancing. He tells of how his imprisonment has made some bold to preach the gospel. And he says this, some indeed, I'm reading from Philippians chapter 1, verse 15, some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. You see how Paul was just glad to have the gospel preached, even though the motives of the individuals, in some instances, were not the highest, but he put first the kingdom of God and the interests of Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us the golden rule by which we must decide these matters. He says, "Forbid him not," verse 39, "for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me." If the power of God is resting upon a man, he will not lightly speak evil of Christ. He will not advance that which is contrary to the honour and glory of the Lord Jesus. And that's what must decide as to who it is we fellowship with and who it is we oppose. If they speak highly of Christ, then we must embrace them as a brother in Christ. Isaiah chapter 8 and the verse 20 says, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Now, we cannot speak highly of Christ if we speak contrary to the word of God. Nor can we speak wrongly of Christ if we stick to the word of God. So if a man is preaching the word of God with the power of God upon him, irrespective of what denomination he belongs to or what name tag he carries, then we must not seek to oppose him in that work. We'll be coming back again to this portion, but may the Lord give us a heart that rejoices in the exalting of Christ, irrespective of who it is that lifts up his name. Do tune in tonight. Join with us at 9 o'clock. I have just time before our program ends to invite you all to our annual autumn conference in Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, September the 7th through to the 9th. That's a Friday through to the Lord's Day. The theme of our conference this year is the distinctives of Free Presbyterianism. The messages are designed to set out the objectives of our church. You'll see advertisements for our conference in the local press around the Kilskerry area. Do come and join with us. And if you do visit with us, please make yourself known to us. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.